wow, I hadn't heard that. Yeah, that's pretty serious. But yeah, you know, in addition to all those things you mentioned, even like a longer term, if that were to come to pass, think about the commerce and the recreation that would be affected. Like you said, all the way up to Crooked Lake, how much recreation goes on there, and all the business that brings in tourism. I'm really hoping that the right resources are being applied to that situation to prevent it. K8BCW.
WARPM. You know, if they get those other two gates open, that's almost an immediate fix. You know, within a day, the majority of the problems would be solved. But I don't know if that's possible or not, you know. If not, it's just going to take a longer time, depending on how cooperative the weather is, and what we're able to accomplish, how long it's going to take. But, yeah, that was a big deal for me when they moved that boat. It's like, uh-oh, somebody knows something. All right, what's new in Radio Land? Anything? I met a guy in a news group, 75-year-old guy, got his tech pulled. Just, you know, long story short, he ended up finding a straight key that his grandfather had that he forgot about. Going through the guy's stuff, he found it. This guy's 75 years old, lives in Ohio, central Ohio. And then he kind of got the bug, and he just started studying. It took him 2 weeks. He went and took his tech. 2 weeks later, he went and got his general. He thinks he could pass his extra right now. He's doing CW only on HF on 20 and 40 and having a blast doing it. Doesn't own a VHF or UHF radio. It's like, man, do you know what sort of anomaly you are